Okay, one of the areas that obviously this these kind of implications would affect would be people that work in smaller hospitals or rural hospitals. And so on the other side of the argument, we asked Dr. Mike Surrap to talk about the problems with this. Mike is a general surgeon. He's the chair of the Department of Surgery at the Southeastern Medical Center in Cambridge, Ohio. Mike? Let me see if I can get this up for you.
Thank you very much. It's a real honor to be on the panel with the rest of these academic folks. I have the unenviable task of sticking up for the cons like Cool Hand Luke. It may be a very difficult sell for you. I have nothing to disclose. But I would say to Sandra's talk, not so fast, just like Coach Corso does when everybody votes against him on Saturday morning at game day. He many times will vote the contrary and his team wins a little. There are a lot of factors that affect the decisions about where people go for care. Much of it is what they're told, what their local primary care doctor tells them, how much they know about their local facility, how much they know about the skill and reputation of their local surgeon. Personal factors, many of these people can't leave. They don't have finances. They live a long way, especially in rural areas. It's a very difficult trek to the academic centers. And then there's the costs that are not really counted in terms of family costs and hotels and food. And then there's the whole issue of marketing that was brought up in the summary for this session, marketing and advertising. And so my concern is that if you say that everybody needs to go to a big center for cancer care, not specifying lung and pancreas and these other big things that I certainly don't argue with, is that suddenly everybody's going to try this slippery slope and go for their thyroid and their colon. And then suddenly there's no surgical service and that community loses their hospital. I'm a little bit worried about the fact that people have a big center, but some of these centers basically are based on marketing. You can see the millions of dollars that are spent on marketing by a few small institutions, and some of these are not even designated by the NCI and the COC. So big isn't always better is what I would think. The other thing is that where do these patients go currently? What's the present state of care? Well, we do have a handle on about 75% of the cancer patients in this country that go to COC-accredited programs, and then that leaves about 25% out. Of those 75% of patients, there's about 10% of the Commission on Cancer centers, 10% of the patients go to the small community centers. In all honesty, the standards ought to be the same in these small centers that in the big centers. And so I think there's at least a baseline quality of care that's being rendered at COC-accredited centers. And so there's no reason to leave for many of these cases other than the very big cases. The other 25%, we don't know where they're going. They may be going to the for-profit hospitals that are not COC-accredited. Many of them in rural America, the 60 million Americans that live in rural countries or in rural counties, they go local because they don't have a choice. If you look at the data, currently general surgeons perform over 50% of the cancer cases in this country, and even more if you start looking around for counties in this country that actually have a surgical oncologist, it's 300 counties, less than 8%. And then the specialty procedures that are performed by general surgeons, you can see there a significant amount of vascular, a little bit less thoracic than the old days, pediatric and plastic. These are the cases, the oncology cases that are performed by general surgeons in the country. Granted, some of these general surgeons are somewhat specialized maybe, and some of these do work in the tertiary centers, but a significant number of these are in small community hospitals and even smaller hospitals. But clearly, you have to travel longer to get to a specialist or a surgical oncologist. So what I'd ask for you is a little respect for the general surgeons. They still are they're doing okay. And then there's another issue about quality of care. What does quality factor in? The Institute of Medicine a long time ago came up with these components of what is quality of care. Well, it should be safe, effective, it should be patient-centered, timely, efficient, and equitable. And I would argue with you that small community and medium community centers do pretty darn good with patient-centeredness, timeliness, efficiency, and equitable. I don't, if you can imagine doing a big procedure on this gentleman who doesn't have a cell phone, he doesn't have a car, he has to pay for somebody to drive him for each one of these, it's a very difficult follow-up and a very difficult way to treat, and we've got a big Amish enclave in our area. So if you look at value, that's, I think everybody wants to look at the value of the care. It's a benefit, appropriateness, and quality divided by cost to the patient. But I think you have to add in cost to the family. I compared costs in my small hospital to two of the tertiary centers right down the road in Columbus, Ohio. We beat them in terms of cost, and I think it's been proven over and over again that small centers can be more cost-effective than larger ones. And then you have these hidden costs that really should be factored into that equation, travel, meals, lodging, loss of work, and loss of educational opportunities when you have to miss for these. And I don't think these have been effectively studied yet. They're coming, and I think it's part of patient satisfaction surveys. There's also the issue of timeliness that nobody seems to want to talk about, but it seems like the further we get, the longer it takes for somebody to get their definitive operation or definitive treatment after they get diagnosed, and these keep rising. Brian Bolwell in a recent talk mentioned that 43 days was the average time to treat in the largest comprehensive cancer centers in the country. Our time to treat for our colon cancers in my small institution is 4 days median time. Because we're there, we can change schedules, we know them. So quality care, I think most community surgeons would agree that we can do pretty darn well with patient-centeredness, efficiency, equitability. What we've fallen behind is that we really need to try to prove to others and start to measure and benchmark ourselves in terms of the safety and efficacy of what we do, the real quality of care. Many times we don't have a whole cadre of quality people and that they can collect this data, but there are people now that are doing that. A pretty sentinel paper came out 2 years ago by the University of Michigan. Didn't look at particularly all cancer cases, but it looked at major general surgical cases, looked at 1.6 million cases in critical access hospitals. They looked at appendix, cholecystectomy, colectomy, hernia repair. Again, that doesn't maybe equate to pancreases and lung resections, but they looked at 30-day mortality, post-op complications, costs, and discharge. And it came out there was no difference in 30-day mortality rates. The smaller hospitals had actually lower rates of serious post-op complications and lower costs, and most of these people actually went home. And that there's a couple of more studies that have come out from this group in Michigan that have kind of reconfirmed those. So where do we go in the future? Well, there's some quality studies that there's if you look at the 50% estimated increase in cancer patients from 2010 to 2005, Chris Ellison seems to do a 10-year update every decade about the needs of the workforce. He looked at it and said there's an estimated shortfall of several thousand surgeons to care for these additional cancer patients that are coming down the line. And he said actually that we're going to be, the general surgeons in communities are going to have to do more oncology cases rather than less because of this. This time to treat and delay significantly impacts mortality in selected cases of cancer in certain stages. So it really is a big deal. And I think all the other workforce studies indicate that there's going to be a real shortage. And again, 25% of cases now done by specialists may end up having to be done by general surgeons in the near future. So from another old movie, I would suggest that you say you want these cancer patients, but you can't handle them right now. Just an example of a regionalization that didn't work, and I know we have a lecture on this, but Ireland tried to regionalize their breast care to a certain number of larger facilities. The end result of that was the true specialists, were seeing 98% or 95% of benign disease that could be handled back home, and none of the smaller outlying hospitals could get new surgeons because they wouldn't go there because they weren't be getting these cases. So it kind of worked to the opposite way. So I did a web survey of 1,500 rural surgeons on the American College of Surgeons rural surgery community, And I got 60 pages of results in the terms of what they think about regionalizations. And there were several common themes that says, if you want us to send all of our elective GI stuff in the middle of the day, what happens in the middle of the night with a perforated ulcer, perforated diverticulitis, and we're not doing elective cases? Tertiary centers, it seems like we could never find an ICU bed in the big centers when we need somebody to go sick. Well, what's going to happen when we send all these other patients? They're going to fill the ICU beds up as well. So it's a very difficult situation. So the common theme was that we really want to work together to sort out which patients need to go, what are the best practices that we can do, and take care of these patients particularly. But we are concerned on a small level about this slippery slope, and we would say that we should specify that these are high-risk, high-complicated cancer cases that ought to go to the big city and not really every cancer case, which would be the demise of community general surgery and the demise of many small hospitals that already have a logarithmic increase of closure in the last 10 years, and it's just getting worse every day. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.